Welcome to The Trending Show, brought to you by Cobra Electronics. And now your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Greetings to you trendies nearby and from afar to the podcast. It is here that I collate and sort the week's top internet trends and then serve them up to you, slightly reheated and devoid of their original flavor. This service is only made possible thanks to the sponsorship of Cobra Electronics, a wonderful company staffed by terrific people that have started to tire of all the G.I. Joe references I make. Noobs, bear in mind, I do not cover stories containing hard-to-pronounce names or emanating from the juvenile site HollywoodLife.com. Because mispronouncing names makes me sound dumb, and stories written by tween-age keyboard warriors sound dumb too. On Friday, January 16th, the top trends reflected the newest releases at the box office. Kevin Hart's new comedy, The Wedding Ringer, landed with a thud amidst scathing reviews and a rating of just 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, which still makes it 10 times better than Taken 3. The Wedding Ringer, a Miramax production, has made back its budget despite negative word of mouth. While The Wedding Ringer got searched up 200,000 times, the movie Paddington did about half as much traffic online. But reviews for the family film are on the opposite end of the spectrum. Paddington holds a 98% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and the film has already made back its budget three times over. The Paddington Bear, so named for the railway station where he arrives in England after departing Peru, has been the subject of a series of novels since 1958. And the new Chris Hemsworth film, Black Hat, also widely panned by critics, trended low on Friday, foreshadowing its dismal showing at the box office. Produced by Legendary Pictures, Black Hat is an action thriller inspired by the events surrounding the Stuxnet computer worm that attacked Microsoft Windows-run industrial systems back in 2010. Invariably, all stories about computer viruses and cybercrime involve car chases, wildly attractive actors and actresses, and creatively acrobatic fight scenes with gunplay. This glamorization of hacking and related computer crimes seems to downplay the importance of World of Warcraft and microwavable Hot Pockets. In a story to which I have almost certainly been beaten to all the best punchlines, the author of the best-selling book, The Boy Who Came Back from Heaven, a 17-year-old who was comatose for 2 months back in 2004, is named Alex Malarkey. Malarkey! He admitted Friday that the content of his book, in which he claims to have been in heaven for the duration of his two-month coma, was a lie. His father, a trustworthy preacher named Kevin Malarkey, co-authored The Load of Bull. It was even optioned for a TV movie back in 2010. Tyndale Publishing, a reputable firm with established authors like Glenn Lymore, Margaret Falsehood, and Edwin Making It Up, said this revelation has taken them completely by surprise. They then went on to wire $60,000 to a litigator in need of assistance moving family assets out of Nigeria. Over the weekend, two monster trends were Seahawks and Martin Luther King Jr. Each was searched up over 2 million times, which is far above normal levels. Martin Luther King Jr. was trending because a 4-mile march across Boston was staged in remembrance of the late civil rights leader, who spoke frankly about his dreams for equality and superhero registration. The 4-mile march was organized by the Coalition Against Police Violence. The Seahawks defeated the Green Bay Packers for a football championship of some esteem, but of less esteem than whatever it is you win at the Super Bowl. Overjoyed at the win was head aquatic bird Russell Wilson, who collapsed in tears on the playing field following their dramatic victory in overtime. Afterward, Wilson promised an even more infantile display should they defeat the New England Patriots next week for the whatever it is you win at the Super Bowl. Only 4 search terms trended high on Monday, January 19th. At the 100,000 level were Michael Moore and Lindsey Vonn. Lindsey Vonn is the girlfriend of pro golfer Tiger Woods. She's won 4 World Cup championships in alpine skiing and a gold medal at the 2010 Winter Olympics, but ESPN.com identifies her simply as Tiger Woods' girlfriend. Ugh. There is such misogyny in pro sports. She vouches for Tiger Woods' story that a cameraman knocked out his front tooth. Using his net worth of $600 million, Tiger Woods then bought all the teeth of everyone in America Samoa as a replacement. Michael Moore trended because he called snipers cowards. His father, a war veteran, was killed by a sniper in World War II. So, you might expect people could understand Michael Moore's point of view, given his father was shot in the back while he was a little boy. Well, not the embarrassingly still-American Newt Gingrich, who tweeted in response to Moore's opinion, quote, "Michael Moore should spend a few weeks with ISIS and Boko Haram. Then he might appreciate at American Sniper," end quote. Clearly, the only way to get people to see Newt Gingrich as rational is to first spend a few weeks with extremist lunatics ISIS and Boko Haram. Then Gingrich goes down like a vanilla frosty. The State of the Union trended on Monday. People were looking for summaries of what President Obama said, since no one watched. Isn't it on Netflix? Deprez came out strong on issues like climate control, social progress, and the economy. Nothing could match the fervor of Monday's top trend, though, as 500,000 people searched for Super Bowl 2015, as rabid sports fanatics desperately wanted to discover what it is you win at the Super Bowl. Not sure who is doing the wiki entry on this one, but it does look like you win Katy Perry this year. As if pro sports isn't sufficiently misogynistic. Cobra Electronics has rung in 2015 with some fantastic deals for you and me, and other people that we probably don't know. The brand new Cobra Airwave Box is on sale over at their website right now. With a rubberized shell, this portable speaker system can handle just about anything you throw at it. It's even waterproof. You can take your music with you. You could jam out underwater or drop it off a cliff. How? Because this thing is fully submersible and it can't be broken. So why wouldn't you do that if it's an option, huh? Save on all the Airwave devices right now, like the Airwave Mini, the Airwave 360, which fits right in my cup holder, and the Airwave Classic, because they've all been discounted really big numbers over at Cobra.com. So get your save on, get your shop on, and get over to Cobra.com. There were no G.I. Joe references in this plug. Trendies, I am not above begging. And if one of you doesn't leave me a 5-star review in the iTunes store soon, I may have to resort to that. So please, go to the iTunes store and leave me your 5-star review. In the subject line, make sure to mention the name of your favorite dessert. I'll see many of you this very weekend as Chikara kicks off Season 15 at the former ECW Arena in Philadelphia on Sunday the 25th. I'll see you down Philly way. Then catch me over on the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. Clayton and I just put one out this past week, and I'll be back in about a week with another round of What's Trending for you. But until then, adios, amigos.